And now we're finally here, Soundscape with Chops, and tonight on New Music on Radio Way, we talk Taylor Swift and her new song called It's Different. She's currently on tour, and the fans made sure they wouldn't miss this for the world.
An icon for like good.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
She symbolizes such like great things for us, and I don't know.
Yeah,
it's and exciting. It's kind of like we grew up listening to her, and so it's like cool being like adults now and be able to see her.
Yeah.
What is it like to actually get to see the open to her tour?
Crazy. Yeah, she's literally been counting down the days, the minutes, the hours.
Officials with the city of Glendale say tourism for Swift's back-to-back shows this weekend is on track to rival that of the Super Bowl. Even local businesses are getting swept up in the Swift sensation, including one restaurant that's mixing up Taylor-themed cocktails.
We have Where's the Scarf, Jake, which is my personal favorite.
And did you know that Taylor Swift holds several Guinness World Records, including the record for the most million-selling weeks on U.S. album charts and the first solo female with 2 million-selling weeks on U.S. album charts? Taylor's career has been electric. She fought off Scooter Braun, and her fans stood by her all the way, and that's because she earned it. She became the youngest person ever to write and perform a number one song in the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart at the age of 17, and this with her single, Our Song. She's on the airwaves now. Taylor Swift, a brand new track, and this one is on Soundscape with Chops. It's Different.
So I think the song is about how she thinks her state of mind would be if her and Joe were to break up. And she draws comparisons between her past relationships, particularly looking at the one where she went from Calvin to Tom. So let's go into the lyrics. I washed my hands of us at the club. So the song starts off with her basically saying that she's cutting off her connection to the relationship. She's done with it, but I think that's more like what she's hoping for, because as the song goes on, we see that that is not the case at all.
I washed my hands of us at the club. You made a mess of me. I pictured you with other girls in love, then threw up on the street.
You made a mess of me. I pictured you with other girls in love, then threw up on the street. Here she's basically saying two things. The first is that the image of him being with other girls makes her sick to her core. Like, she's physically sick from the idea of it. The second is that she's dealing with these emotions through the use of alcohol. The being drunk and in pain is a theme that is explored throughout the song. Like, waiting for a bus that never shows, you just start walking on. So with the simile, what she's saying is that at one point when the wait becomes too long, you just have to move on.
Like waiting for a bus. It never shows. You just start walking on.
You've heard all about her voice, passion, and inspiration. Now let's hear how she puts it all together in tune. Here's that brand new track. It's Taylor Swift. It's Hits Different.
I washed my hands of us at the club. You made a mess of me. I pictured you with other girls in love, then threw up on the street. Like waiting for a bus that never shows, you just start walking on. They say that if it's right, you know. Each bar plays our song, nothing has ever felt so wrong. I just ghost. Rip the bandaid off and skip town like an unhinged outlaw. Freedom felt like summer then on the coast. Now the sun burns my heart and the sand hurts my feelings. And I never don't cry.
No, I never don't cry.
At the bar. Yeah, my sadness is contagious.
My sadness is contagious.
I slur your name till someone puts me in a car. I stop receiving invitations.
Where have they come to take me?